起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来敬拜你。
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us again to you and in front of you so that we could worship you.
求主你的圣灵打开我们的眼睛来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
May the Holy Spirit dwell among us so that he could open our eyes and let us see your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣灵。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在马太福音六章二十二节，耶稣说：“眼睛就是身上的灯，你们的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。”
In Matthew 6:22, it says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light."
耶稣告诉我们，眼睛就是我们身上的灯光。
Jesus telling us that eyes are our lamp.
我们的眼睛如果明亮，我们能够看清楚东西，或是能够看清楚前面的路程，因此我们的行动自如，全身有如感到光明喜乐。
Because the eyes are our lamp, so that if we have a bright eyes with us, a clear vision with us, then we'll be able to see things clearly.And we can see what is in front of us, and therefore we can move around easily and feel free.
马太福音第六章二十三节继续说：“如果你的眼睛坏了，你就全身黑暗。”
And he continued to say in Matthew 6:23, "But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness."
当然，如果眼睛坏了或是看不清楚，我们就好像处在黑暗之中。
When our eyes are injured or damaged, we cannot see clearly. We'll be like walking in the darkness.
但是有人可能遇到了眼睛的疾病，导致视力不好，或甚至失明，或是老年导致。这个视力的退化等等，虽然如此，有主的真理在我们的里面，我们的心仍然充满着光明。
We might have eye problems comes from old age, or problems that cause the vision to deteriorate and eventually lost the vision completely. We might be blind, but it can only be physically blind because God's truth in our heart will give us a light to our life.
我们的肉眼最好的视力就是20/20，意思就是我们能够看清楚距离20尺的这个物体看得清楚。
The best vision that we can have is 20/20, which means we can see everything clearly within 20 feet from us.
这是完美的视力。
And this is a perfect vision we can never have.
但这也提醒我们在人生当中，我们也应当有20/20的视力。
So we also hope that we could have a 20/20 vision for our life as well.
完美的人生视力。
What is a perfect vision?
我们如何来看人生呢？
How could we use a correct way to view our life?
我们人生的视力是如何？
What is our vision for our life?
我们从腓立比书第一章21-27里面，我们以完美的人生的视力，我们共同来领受神的话。
Today we'll study Philippians 1:21-27 to learn about God's word.
第一就是正确的人生观。
The first message today is a correct life vision.
回到腓立比书第一章21-22说，因为对我来说，我活着是为基督，我死了更有收获。可是如果我活着能够多做些有益的工作，那我就不晓得应该怎么选择了。
So in Philippians 1:21-22 it says, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose? I do not know.
使徒保罗的一生宣扬耶稣基督的福音，他活着为的是要带领更多的人来归向基督。
Disciple Paul, he wants to spread gospel in his whole life. He knew that if he lived to bring his, he knew that he lived in order to bring more people to believe in Jesus.
他如果死了、啊、他也知道他将永远的与主同葬。
He also knew that once he died, he will be with God forever.
可是如果他活着、啊、可以带领更多的人来、啊、听到福音的话，他说因此这导致他不晓得怎么样去选择了。
Yet, while he is alive, he was able to preach the good news about God and bring more people to believe in God. So he was in a situation that he did not know what to choose.
因为无论是生或是死，对他来说都是非常好的事。
To live or to die, because to live or to die, he knew that either one is the best.
所以继续腓立比书第一章23-24节，保罗说：“我处在两难之间，啊，我很愿意离开这世界去跟基督在一起，那是再好没有的啊。可是为了你们的缘故，我活着更重要。”
So in Philippians 1:23-24, he says, "I am torn between the two."I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
使徒保罗有一个正确的人生观。
Paul has a very correct perspective in his life.
人活在这个世界上，我们因着耶稣基督来认识这位爱我们的神。
We are alive.So that we could get to know our loving God through Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗就是宣扬这个福音。
Disciple Paul, his whole purpose of life is to spread this gospel.
我们因着神在耶稣基督里面的恩典，成为天上的国民。
Because we receive God's grace from Jesus Christ, that we become a citizen in heaven.
我们成为神的子民。
We are God's people.
当我们结束在这个世界上的、啊、生命的时候，我们将回到神、啊、父神永远的国度。
When we end our life in this world, we will be back to our Father's kingdom.
使徒保罗这么说，那这样是那再好没有了，或者、啊、是说那是好的无比的事。
That's why Paul says in Philippians 1:23, that is the better by far.
但是保罗另外又说、啊、如果他能够活在这个信世界上、啊、在信仰上来帮助这些腓立比的信徒的时候、啊、如果他能够带领更多的腓立比人、啊、来接受福音、啊、他认为在这个世界上是非常的重要。
Paul continued to say that, however, if he remained in this world, he can then help the Philippians to grow their faith and even bring more people, believers, from there to accept the gospel. So it is also very important to be alive.
所以使徒保罗他有一个非常正确的人生观。
That's why he has a very correct life attitude.
我们活在这个世界上应当把握住每个时刻来活出生命的意义。
Because when we are alive, we should seize every opportunity to live a meaningful life.
安布罗斯·比尔斯他写了一个、啊、故事小说叫做《英西桥》。
It's a story named All Creek Bridge, written by Ambrose Bierce.
这篇短篇的故事、啊、已经拍成电影，来描述一个士兵被处、啊、吊刑。
This short story was also made into a movie. The plot is about a soldier being executed by hanging.、
他们把他带到一个叫做燕西桥上。
This soldier was brought to a bridge called Owl Creek Bridge.
他们将一个木板放在桥上，一半是在桥的这一边，一半是在桥的另一边。
This is how they're gonna hang him. They took a board and they placed it so that half of the board rests on the bridge and the other half extended beyond the bridge.
一个士兵站在这个木板桥的这一边，受刑的人站在桥的另外一边，底下就是河流。受刑人走到桥的另外这个尾端，站在那里。
So one of the soldiers would stand on the half of the board that rests on the bridge, and then the condemned man, the soldier, is made to walk out and stand on the other half that is overhanging over the bridge.
现在这个受刑人他的手脚都被绑起来。
This man's legs and arms are tied.
绳子从桥上垂下，指挥官下令，那个在这一边的士兵呢，离开他的木板。
A rope is dropped down from the top of the bridge. The commanding officer will bark order. The soldier will step off his board on the bridge.
受刑人的木板掉下，所以受刑人的脖子被圈在绳子上，就往下冲。
The condemned man's board gives way, and he plunged downwards with a rope around his neck.
出乎意料的事情发生了，绳子断了。
Surprisingly, the rope was broken.
那人掉入在河里。
So the man fell into the water.
他一直的沉下去。
He was sinking into the bottom of the water.
他发现他还活着。
And yet he realized he's still alive.
因此他马上挣脱他手脚的捆绑。
He quickly get rid of the ropes around his feet and hands.
他知道了，他有了生命的第二次机会。
He knew that he has a second chance in his life.
他开始往河的下游游去，他经过的一只漂浮在水面的树枝。
He started to swing downward along the river. He passed some branches that also floating on the river.
他强烈地感受到了那个树枝上的树叶的美。
He is struck by the beauty of the leaves on the branch.
他惊异着看着树叶上那个复杂的叶脉的图案。
He's marveled at the intricate patterns of the vine on the leaves.
然后他看到了一只蜘蛛在织网。
Then he sees a spider spinning a web.
他强烈地感受到了蜘蛛网的美，便且小水滴悬挂在网上，有如众多的闪烁发亮的钻石。
He's stunned by the beauty of the web and the tiny drops of water that are clinging to it like so many sparkling diamonds.
他意识到了水在他的身上使他都湿了。
He's aware of his wetness of the water on his body.
他举手往上看天空，天空是那么的蓝色。
He look up and see the beauty of the sky.
对他而言，世界未曾过这么的美丽。
Never has the world looked so beautiful to him.
他那种的深思，突然被桥上的士兵对他所发的枪声打破了。
His reverie was disrupted by the gunshot from the soldier who followed him.
他赶快往下游闪躲闪他们所发射的子弹。
He dodged around and started to swim harder.
他越过了一个瀑布，最后游到了岸边，已经是全身无力了。
He passed a waterfall and finally swam to the other side of the river, and he was exhausted.
他躺在沙上，然后翻身过来。
He lay on the bed of the river. He turned around and looked up.
他往上看的时候，看到旁边一朵开着的花，他爬到旁边去闻着它的香味。
He looked up, he saw a flower nearby, and he crawled over and smelled it.
所有一切的东西是如此的美,
everything so beautiful, and it is so good to be alive.
并且活着是那么的棒, 所以在那个时候突然间一颗子弹, 从丛林中在打过来, 他跳起来, 赶快逃。
When he was thinking that everything so beautiful to him, suddenly another bullet came through the bush, and he jumped up and immediately started to run.
他一直地跑,
he kept running until he saw a house.
四周也是篱笆围着,
there are fences around the house.
很神奇的那个篱笆的门开了,
but by a miracle, the fence door was open.
这个人根本不相信他的眼睛，他安全地到了他的家。
The man cannot believe his eyes because he's back to his own home.
他叫着他的太太的名字, 他的太太从屋里跑出来, 双手把他抱着。
He yelled his name's wife, and she came out, running out of the house and outstretched to greet him.
正当他们拥抱的时候, 摄影机的镜头急速地把他们转到, 燕西桥。
Just as they are hugging each other, the camera swiftly takes us back to the Owl Creek Bridge.
这一次都不同了,
the time is different now.
我们看到了同样的这个人被吊在燕西桥上, 他已经死了。
At that bridge, this time, the same man is hanging on the bridge and he's dead.
这个故事的结局让我们目瞪口呆。
This is a stunning ending to the audience.
作家故事中的主角想象虚构的人物。
What was described in a story about floating down the river is actually an imagination.
主角人物他并没有逃离出去。
The main character did not escape. He died.
作者描写故事的主角面临死亡的那个瞬间, 突然间他以不同的眼光来看这个世界。
The author is trying to describe about the different vision of the world that the main character sees while he's about to die.
他第一次看到了原来这个世界是多么的美丽。
For the first time, he saw the world for what it is, how beautiful it is.
他首次看到了真实的生命。
For the first time, he sees his life for what it is.
作者来提醒我们, 多少时候我们虚度了人生的光阴。
The author intends to remind us that we wasted so much moment in our life.
我们没有去看到这个世界是多么的美丽。
We did not pay attention to our surroundings or to observe the beauty of this world.
我们没有时间停下脚步来去欣赏看到一朵花的美丽。
We did not stop to check out how pretty a flower can be.
蓝色天空的美丽,
how blue the sky is.
蜘蛛网的美丽,
and how amazing a spider web can be.
我们每天为了工作, 深爱的努力奋斗, 却没有时间停下来脚步, 给我们的亲人。
We work so hard every day to make a living, but we did not stop our busy life for our family.
以弗所书5章15到16节说，你们要谨慎行事，而不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
In Ephesians 5:15-16, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but be wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
我们应当智慧地来运用每个时光来爱神来爱人。
We should wisely use our time to love God and one another.
我们不要像那位被带到燕西桥上的受刑人一样。
Do not act like the main character of the story.
到了人生最后的瞬间的时候，才发现错过了人生的机会。
That he only realized too late that how much he has missed in his life.
他到了人生最后的时刻的时候，才发现到他没有真正的来活出他的人生，那多可惜。
What a shame that only until the last breath of your life that you realize you did not have a meaningful life.
使徒保罗的一生作为我们很好的榜样。
Disciple Paul should be our model as how to live up our life.
当他活在世界上的时候，他尽他的本分，致力于传福音。
When he is alive, he did his best effort to spread the gospel.
使徒行传二十四章十六节，使徒保罗常常勉励自己说：“我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心。”
So in Acts 24:16, Paul often encouraged himself by saying, "So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and men."
使徒保罗给予我们一个正确的人生观的榜样。
Paul is our life model.
我们善用生活上在这个世界上的光阴，我们应当把握住来爱神，来爱人。
We should make a good use of our lifetime in the world to seize all opportunity to love God and one another.
我们活在这个世界上，也从神领受到重要的使命，来见证神在耶稣基督里救赎的大爱。
Our mission in this world is a very important mission from God, that we should be a testimony for God's love and salvation.
当我们结束在这个世界上的生命的时候，我们也将拥有极大的盼望与喜乐。
When we end our life in this world, we have a lot of joys and hope, as Paul has described.
正如保罗说，离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
Because disciple Paul, he says, that is better by far to be with God.
第二，在真道上的长进。
The second message today is grow our faith.
腓立比书第一章二十五节，保罗说：“我既然这样深信，就知道，人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。”
In Philippians 1:25, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
使徒保罗他确定相信他活在这个世界上的目的，就是要来帮助那些当初所接触腓立比的信徒，以及其他说他所接触的人，能够在信仰上得到长进，因此更充满着喜乐。
Paul is certain about his mission in life. It is to help the Philippians and other believers that he has contact withTo grow stronger and stronger in their faith and to have joy in their life.
这也告诉我们在属灵的生命上，我们也应当继续的长进。
Same for us. As time goes by, we should continue to grow our faith.
我记得我们的女儿差不多在三岁的时候，有一天晚上半夜，她突然间哭得很厉害。
I remember when our daughter Quina was 3 years old, she woke up one night and cried badly.
在半夜，她说她的两个膝盖很痛。
And she said that her two knees hurt a lot.
她坐在地毯上没有办法站起来。
She sat on the floor and cannot get up.
我两手把她扶起来，她的两脚没有办法站立着。
I tried to lift her up with my two hands, but her legs was too weak.To stand up.
我们的心里非常的担心，到底身体上患了什么病症，两个脚却没有办法站起来，如果又不能走路怎么办呢？
We were very worried and wondered what happened to her two legs that she could not stand up and what would happen in the future.
隔天早上我们马上跟医生的诊所联络，他们就马上安排那个早上去看医生。
The next morning we contacted our family doctor and they immediately arranged a time in the morning to let us in.
小儿科医生检查之后告诉我们说，因为那是 growing pain， 那生长的痛苦。
The pediatric, he checked her and they say it's just a growing pain.
我们听了之后就放心了。
So Ling and I was much relieved.
这句话让我想到英文另外一句话说 ，No pain, no gain， 没有痛苦啊就没有成长。
This incident reminds me what we often say in English: No pain, no gain.
我们要获得成长，我们也必须付上痛苦的代价。
To grow, we must pay for it.
如果我们获得了成长，我们愿意付上代价。
We know that if we want to grow better, we well are willing to pay for it.
我们在属灵的上面也是一样，我们盼望属灵上的长进，我们也必须付上代价。
Same things for our spiritual growth. We need to pay a certain price for it to get better.
我们要花时间与主亲近，我们自己要祷告、读经与聚会，使我们的灵命继续的增长。
We need to spend time to be close with God. We need to pray, study Bible, do devotions, and participate in fellowship in order to grow stronger in our faith.
有人做个比喻，说美国的信徒参加礼拜。跟去参加那个美式足球赛那个比赛去看球赛的不同。
Some people make a comparison within the difference between a Sunday worshipper and a fan who watch a football game.
你去看球赛，这些球迷付了很多的停车费，并且需要走了很长一段的距离才到达了那个体育场。
The football fans normally pay a lot of money for their parking, and they will walk for a long distance to reach to the stadium.
要做礼拜的人呢，期待免费的停车，并且要停在离入口处的附近，否则的话，他们就不来教会了。
A lot of churchgoers, they expect to have a free parking and park right by the door, otherwise they will not come.
足球赛比赛的时候非常的吵闹，啦啦队大家热情大声的喊着加油。
And the football games are typically loud, lot of cheers and yelling.
体育场的座位是指定的，并且座位非常的狭窄。
The seat they have to buy the ticket, and the seats are normally small.
但是做礼拜的人呢，嫌弃说管风琴的声音太大了，那个长椅太硬了。
While the churchgoer often complains that the music is too loud and the pew is too hard to sit down.
球迷不因气候的因素来阻止他们去观赛，除非球赛停止。
The football fans will not be stopped by the harsh weather unless the game is cancelled.
但是参加教会礼拜的人呢，只要天空上滴了几滴雨呢，他们就有借口不去教会了。
But the churchgoer often find that small excuses to avoid to go to the church just by a little few drops.
美式足球赛通常比赛三个小时。
The football games normally last for 3 hours.
如果比赛进入延长时间的话呢，球迷呢认为这是一个 bonus， 一个红利。
And sometimes even more with overtime, but the fan consider it as a bonus to be able to stay longer.
但是如果礼拜的时间超过了一届的话，有人就要抱怨了。
But if the worship lasts a little bit minutes longer, some people will start to complain.
我们是不是看重礼拜？
Do we worship our worship?
感谢神，当然这个不是在描写我们的教会。
Praise the Lord, this is not about our church, our church people.
我们大家在信仰上热烈的追求，在侍奉上大家热心的服侍。
I'm very thankful that many of our brothers and sisters are good in pursuing to grow their faith and to offer service willingly for the church.
但这也对我们一个提醒，我们怎么样在礼拜、在侍奉上保持这种的热心。
But this is also a good reminder for us how to behave in our worship, or worship time in our service.
我们感谢神在第三阶段的门徒训练，一共有15个人报名参加。我们小会从2月到6月，每个礼拜都有安排一次的领导的训练。我们也看到弟兄姐妹大家踊跃的参加。Our
church has a lot of brothers and sisters that are willing to serve. For example, we have 15 brothers and sisters participating in the third disciple training. And the congregation also arranged leadership training once a month from February to June, and there are many participants.
盼望我们兄姐们每个礼拜来做礼拜，就像这个美式的足球迷去参观比赛一样，那一种的尾声，热心来服侍，来敬拜神，使我们在属灵上更大的长进。
Now let's hope that our brothers and sisters will be like those football fans, that we will come to the church on time, and that we will be enthusiastic in worshiping and serving our God, so that we could grow stronger and stronger in our faith.
最后，为福音齐心努力。
The last message today is work together to spread the gospel.
使徒保罗盼望能够帮助腓立比的信徒们，他们在信仰上
Disciple Paul hopes to help the Philippians to grow their faith so that they could be filled with joy.
另外他继续说，腓立比书第1章27节，最重要的，你们的生活应该符合基督的福音所要求的，这样无论我能不能亲自来看你们， 我都会知道你们抱着共同的目标，坚定不移，同心协力为福音的信仰征战。
So he continued to say in Philippians 1:27, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faithful of the gospel.
使徒保罗盼望腓立比的信徒以及我们每个人都一样，在信仰上能够继续的长进，因此能够活出耶稣基督美好的见证。
Paul prayed that the Philippians will grow their faith and be the living testimony for Jesus, and this is what we should be also working on.
我们的生活表现要与耶稣基督的信仰相符合。
Let's live our life matching to Jesus Christ.
在马太福音第5章13节，耶稣说：“我们是世上的盐。”
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." In Matthew 5:13.
14节说：“你们是世上的光。”
And he said, "You are the light of the world." In Matthew 4:14.
盐有防腐的作用和调和的作用。
Salt is a very good thing in preventing foods from turning bad, and it can also give taste to the food.
光有消毒的作用，光也代表着诚实、公义与正直。
Light means honesty, justice, and righteousness, and it can also disinfect objects.
我们作为神的儿女，应当活出神之公义、正直、诚实的行为。As
God's children, we should live out justice, righteousness, and honesty in God.
因此，我们能够防止社会的腐败，并且使社会成为一个公义、正直、诚实、光明与盼望的社会。
Our action in our daily life should also prevent our world to turn bad or corrupted. We should build together a society that is full of justice, righteousness, honesty, light, and hope.
马太福音22章37到40节，耶稣说， 你们要以全部的心智、情感和理智爱主你的上帝，这是第一条最重要的诫命。第二条也是一样重要，你们要爱邻人像爱自己一样。摩西全部的法律和先知的教训，都是以这两条诫命为根据的。
In Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like this: Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
以上这段经文。耶稣告诉我们，圣经所有一切的诫命教训的总结，就是要我们爱神，爱人。
Jesus concluded that every commandment and every doctrine we learn from the Bible is to love God and one another.
使徒保罗对腓立比的信徒们，叫他们要活出符合耶稣基督的福音的要求。意思就是我们要活出神的爱与爱人的生活。
Paul encouraged Philippians believers to live out a life that matches the gospel, which is to live out a life to love God and others.
我们要成为世界上的盐和世界上的光，我们要活出神的公义、圣洁、正直、诚实等等的美德。来让这个世界充满着光明与盼望。
We need to become the salt and the light of the world. We need to live out God's goodness, such as justice, righteousness, honesty, and holiness. All this virtue Jesus will bring to us is to bring to the world with hope and joy.
腓立比书第一章十七节，使徒保罗勉励腓立比的信徒。他们要有同一个心智，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
That's why in Philippians 1:27, Paul encouraged the Philippians believer to stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.
耶稣基督的福音就如约翰福音3:16所说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的人不必灭亡，反得永生。
The gospel is summed up in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱我们世人，在耶稣基督里道成肉身到世界上来。为我们的罪被钉十字架上来替我们赎罪。
God loves us so much that he became flesh to come to the world, so he was crucified for our sin and for our salvation.
神在基督里这么大的热情到世界上来爱我们。
This is so much love in Jesus Christ that comes from God.
今天我们领受神这么大的救赎的恩典的人，我们同样也应当以神在基督里那一种的热情，把福音传给我们周遭的人。
We have received such a salvation from God as a believer, so it is important for us to continue with have the passion to share and spread the gospel to other people.
使徒保罗勉励我们要有同一个心智。站立得稳。
That's why Paul said in Philippians 1:27, "Stand firm in the one spirit."
我们齐心的来努力，来分享福音。
Striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.
有一个担任年轻这个青少年的牧师来分享一个见证。
This is a testimony from a priest who is working with youngsters.
有一次他被邀请到另外一间教会去带领青年的特会。
One time he was invited to lead a youth fellowship.
在一个晚上在准备信息的时候，在半夜呢，他到了附近的一家餐厅去喝一杯咖啡。
One night he was very hungry while preparing for the text. for the next day's message, so he decided to go to a restaurant nearby for a coffee and snacks.
不久之后, 有三个年轻人呢, 在附近的工厂, 出来, 也到那边喝咖啡, 吃点心。
After his arrival, there are also three young men came from a nearby factory just walking.
那个三个年轻人要离开的时候, 这个牧师Tony呢, 听到他们谈话, 其中他们三人, 之间的一个人说, hey, 明天是我的生日。
So when those young men are about to leave, Tony, who is a priest, he overheard their conversation. One guy said, hey, tomorrow is my birthday.
其中一个人说, hey, 有什么了不起?
And the other guy answered, so what?
当这群年轻的工人离开餐厅之后, Tony来问这个男带者, 说, 他们每天到这个餐厅来吗?
After they left, Tony asked the waiter if these people came every day.
那个waiter说, 对啊, 他们每天呢, 半夜2点钟的时候就来喝咖啡吃点心。
The waiter said, yes, these people, they came in here every day around 2 o'clock for some snacks and coffee.
所以Tony就跟那个餐厅的人说, 诶, 我们明天晚上来替这个年轻人开一个生日 party如何呢?
So Tony, they say, how about we hold a party, birthday party for this young man?
为了说好啊。
The waiter said, sure.
所以Tony呢，隔天呢，就在餐厅里面做了一些的布置，买了一个蛋糕，并且联络了教会的青年呢，隔天半夜这个三两点半的时候，大家都来为这个叫做Rob的这个人来做生日。
So the next day, Tony went over to the restaurant. He did some decorations for the party. He bought a cake and contacted the youngsters from the church to come for Rob's birthday party at 2 a.m.
他们给这个Rob呢来唱这个 Happy Birthday. 他非常的感动.
They sing Happy Birthday song to Rob, and he's very touched.
这个Rob说，他一生从来没有人为他做这个庆生会给他蛋糕。
So Rob said he has never had a birthday party for his celebration and even a birthday cake on his birthday.
当日生日 party 完了之后, waiter 来对这个牧师说, hey, 你们是属于哪个教会的?
So when the party is over, the waiter approached Tony and asked him what congregation he is in.
那个年轻牧师说, 我是属于那个在半夜2点为年轻人开party的教会。
So the Tony answered, we are the congregation that holds party at 2 o'clock for the young people.
为了说，如果有这种教会，我也会参加。
So the waiter responded, he will go and join this kind of congregation that holds party at 2 o'clock for the young people.
半夜2点为年轻人来开party的教会。
So he wanted to go to the party that goes at 2 o'clock in the morning.
这是一个走入社区向外扩展的教会。
This is a congregation that tried to reach out to their community.
教会应当经常的以耶稣基督爱我们的热情而牺牲的爱去关心人、去爱人、去接近人。
We shall often care, love for the people around us with the love and sacrifice that show in Jesus Christ.
盼望我们的教会也是成为好像是半夜2点半为人开party的教会。
Does our congregation be the one that holds party at 2 o'clock for other people?
就是有那种热情继续要去接触人的教会。
That's a congregation we wish to reach out and have contact with others.
我们要为所信的福音齐心努力。
That's striving together as one for the face of the gospel.
这样我们将带领更多的人来接受耶稣基督的福音，来成为神的儿女。
So that we could bring more and more people to accept the gospel and become God's children.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神。 求主你带领我们的教会，经常成为向外扩展的教会。
Dear Lord, please guide us and lead us to be a church that do a lot of outreach.
借着基督牺牲的热情、牺牲的爱，让我们能够向更多的人来分享你的福音。
Through the sacrificial love and unconditional love from Jesus, let us bear that love and try to reach out to more people.
帮助我们对人生有一个正确的看法。
Help us to have a correct vision for our life.
我们知道我们是你的儿女。
We know that we are your children.
让我们在信仰上能够每日的长进。
Let's grow our faith on daily basis.
因此有能力来为主呢做见证。
So that we have the ability to be your witness.
在暑假当中，我们有很多弟兄姐妹，回台湾探亲或者各处的旅游，求主呢在各处保守他们。
As summer approach, there's many of brothers and sisters leave for hometown in Taiwan for traveling and visiting families. Please protect them and guide them.
在我们当中也有许多弟兄，他们完成学业，将要到各处去侍奉，求主呢也亲自带领他们。
Some of our brothers and sisters have finished their school over here in St. Louis and spread around the world, and please.Protect them and let them be able to spread the gospels to others.
也带领我们在人生当中，无论处在任何的处境状况当中，我们也知道你的爱不离开我们。
Let us also know that bear in mind God is with us all the times, whether the time is good or bad.
你是爱我们的牧者，在带领我们前面一切的路程。
You are a shepherd full of love that you guide us the way in front of us.
求主你的恩典，主你的圣灵继续在我们每个人当中跟我们同在。
Give us grace and guide us and be with us always.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.